Whether you've been walking with God for 100 years, 10 years, 10 months, 10 days, 10 minutes, or even just 10 seconds, it's always an interesting journey. Join us while we talk about the journey. And along the way, we're going to share some of our journeys and challenge all of us to take the most uncommon journey of a lifetime, finding the more of God. Now, here are your hosts, Regina and Doug.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Whatever time zone you find yourself in, welcome to the road less traveled, the more of God. I am your host, Regina D. Jemison, and I am here with, he's going to say something about this, with Douglas Paul Smith.
She's using my brother, government name,
my friend, use your government name.
The full name.
My brother, the full name. And so we are here as your host for the more of God. We are glad you decided to tune in. So, look, we're just jumping right in there. We said we'd talk to you, although we're a little belated getting back to you. But we said we'd talk to you about the aroma of praise. The aroma of praise. We happen to believe that the aroma of praise is just a fancy way for saying when we praise God, there is a sweet aroma, there is a scent, there is a cloud that arises toward God, that God is pleased to hear from us, that God is glad that we have interacted with God. And so we wanted to talk to you about it. Where is the aroma of praise present in your life? Where are you struggling with the aroma of praise? And where can you dig deeper to generate more clouds in the earth? What you got, Doug?
So think back to, this is a fond memory for me. Might be a fond memory for many people. You're a kid. Maybe it's the weekend or maybe it's not. You're outside ripping and running and you're getting close to coming inside and you start smelling the goodness of whatever is being cooked in the kitchen, in the backyard. Doesn't really matter.
Yes.
It just smells good and it draws your attention. And you're wondering, what is this thing that is going on that's percolating in my nose and just drawing me in? And so when I think about the aroma of praise, I have this picture that when we praise, it grabs God's attention. There's just nothing as sweet to him, I believe, than knowing that his children are praising him despite what might be going on in terms of boots on the ground, despite getting that phone call that a loved one has passed, despite getting maybe a pink slip, despite getting understanding that your child or somebody in your life that you're close to just isn't doing the right thing, but you have the temerity, the wherewithal that even in those moments to sing the praises of God. And whether you have a voice of an angel like Regina does or the voice of a frog like I do, we are all built to praise God. And when we utilize that instrument that is built into us, that aroma goes up and God just has to respond. And I think the difference, Regina started off by using my government name, my full government name, which, if anybody knows me, I respond differently when I hear my first, middle, and last name called. It puts me on pause. It makes me more hesitant. It it makes me a little weary. It causes some anxiety, if I'm honest about it, because I only get called my full government name when typically when there's something amiss going on. Now, watch this. When we pray, when we talk to God, and let's just be transparent, let's call it what it is. Many times we're talking to God because we got some problems. Lord, I need you to do something with your people. Lord, I need some money. Lord, can you get me out of this jam? Lord, can you do this for me? Lord, can you watch over me? And all those are valid prayers. Because he says we can bring our petitions before the throne of grace. So we don't necessarily want to dismiss those. But there should be at least equal, if not more time where we're just entering into the throne room, trying to attract the goodness of God because we're thankful, our petitions of praise and thanksgiving, because he's kept us another day, because he's made a way when there's no way, because he didn't have to do it, but he did. And even though we may not be in the perfect situation, we praise him because it could just be worse than it is right now. And you may not be able to imagine, you know, how much worse it can be, but it can be. But it's only by the grace of God that wherever state that we're in, that we're having difficulties and we're travailing about, it could be worse. And so if for no other reason, we can thank him for that. And plus, and maybe this is the foundational aspect of it all, he's God, period. He's worthy to be praised. And so I think today, having said all of that, we just need to create a habit of going into our and I'm using air quotes, and I know you can't see them, our spiritual kitchens, and start cooking up some praise so that God can get attracted and come and visit. When you smell something good, you want to know what it is, right? Conversely, if you go out to the garbage can and you open up the lid, you're like, oh, I don't want none of that. Mm-mm. You close that and walk away from it, and you're shaking your head all kind of different ways. But when you smell something good, it's like, oh, my goodness, I don't even know what that is, but it smells good. You don't even know what the ingredients are at that point, but it smells good. You don't know what the situation is that prompted that cook or that chef to create whatever it is that they've created to give off that scent and that aroma. But you know that it is something that appeals to you. And even though God is a God that knows everything all the time in every situation, when you start praising him, I just believe that he is curious. Why is Regina praising today? Why is Doug praising today? Why is the More God family praising me today? I smell something good. I gotta go check this out. I gotta go visit them. I gotta go see about my children, because that praise is just so infectious, because that praise just is so glorifying and so magnifying and so honest and so pure. It comes from a loving place of just wanting an authentic relationship with me and acknowledging that all that I am to them. I have to go see what is going on.
Wow. Right? But what's striking about what you said is that we, in our praise, are able to grab the attention of God. That we can actually grab God's attention, and that it interrupts, you know, all the things that God could be doing and all the things that God could be concerned about, that he or she is awakened by our praise. And I think that's pretty awesome. And I think the very nature of our praise is, when I think of aroma, that I, when I think of aroma, I think of something sweet. Mm-hmm. And you even started to talk about it, something pure, something honest, right? And mm-hmm. I think that that's the foundation of that, that the nature, the very nature of praise is sweet. It's honest. It puts you in the mindset of that, the like the innocence of a child, right? That like there's something that melts away in our hearts and in our being and in our life when we see and are in the presence of an infant, mm-hmm. right? You just can't even be mad. You just can't even be mad no more. You can't be any old kind of way, but in the presence of pure love. And so I think when I think about the nature of praise, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the nature of that sweetness, that innocence, that honesty that comes out in praise because of our relationship and love for God.
That's right. And so,
and in that relation, go ahead.
Finish your thought.
In that relationship, because of, and I think praise feeds that relationship. It honors that relationship, and that's why it grabs God's attention. And that, and for us, it comes from that honest, that pure, that sweet place. Because look, we as human beings aren't always honest, sweet, and pure.
Okay? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm always honest, sweet, and pure in my own way.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right. The key part of that is in your own way.
In my own way. Just saying.
So,
I'm just saying what people are saying right now as they're listening to you. I'm just representing the opposition.
Right. But yeah, it's that kind that comes from that place. And so that's the joy of the exchange in that moment. Right? The exchange between us and God, and God is pleased and God's attention is grabbed, and we are in that space and presence of loving, and we're being full of joy and honesty and the pureness of just, you know, being appreciative of who God is.
Yeah. So I think we should talk about the ingredients, since I'm on this food analogy. I'm not, maybe it's just because I'm hungry. I don't know. The ingredients of praise, just for a minute. And we've alluded to them, but I want to really hone in on at least this one aspect, which is you know, the integrity of the praise. I've done this. I know that other people have done this, which is in the natural, in the flesh. At one point or another, when we wanted something from someone else, we would butter them up, right? We would sing their praises. Oh, you look so beautiful today. You look so handsome today. Oh, that was just great what you did. Blah, 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 blah. All in the all with a predeterministic plan to get something out of the transaction. And so I want you to know that when we talk about praise, none of that happens. You are just praising God because of who he is. Not because you have a hidden agenda. Okay, I'm going to do 10 minutes of praise, and then I'm going to ask him for, you know, $50,000. I'm going to do 15 minutes of praise a day in order so that he would come around so I can, at the end, bait him and switch him with the ask. That's not what we're talking about. And I know what I'm saying, Mike. You're like, yeah, I don't do that, but we do that. Sometimes it's not even a conscious effort on our part we just go into after thanking him, after acknowledging him, it feels like we've unloaded that component of our checklist. And now it's like, okay, I've completed those things. And so now that that's out the way, since you're here, God, you ain't got nothing else to do. Let me holler at you about this. Let me talk to you about, you know, all these other things that are going in my life. And that's, again, that's not it. That's not it. When we are authentically praising God, it should be without precondition. It should be without a hidden agenda attached. Listen, God already knows what you need before you even wake up. He already knows the situations that are going to happen to you on June 17th, 2023, or June 17th, 2024, or June 17th, 2029. He already knows. So you don't have to, you know, you don't have to worry about unloading that component. All you really have to do is just enter into the throne room with some honest praise in your pocket, some honest praise on your lips, some honest praise in your heart that just wants to experience the more of God because you are so thankful. You are just acknowledging who He is and who you are in relationship to who He is. That's the integrity of praise, in my opinion. Regina, what do you think? Oh, you disconnected from Regina. She's coming back online. Hold on, folks. Regina, are you there?
I am.
Okay. So I don't know how long you were gone. It's okay. I didn't even know you were gone. I was just talking to the people about the integrity of praise.
Yes.
And being in that authentic space without precondition, without hidden agenda. What do you think?
I think that you really said something when you talk about no precondition and agenda, like, you know, okay, got that out of the way. I like what you said, it's the checklist, and then let's just move on to there. That, because that would take away the purity of it. That would take away that sweet aroma of it. That would take that away, that it can't be, watch this, it can't be an in order to get there, right? It can't be a strategy to get to God. It, when we talk about the sweet aroma of praise, we're talking about that real pure place that really engenders God's kindness and attention because of just the genuineness of it and the innocence of it. And so, of course, it can include all of that. It can include, it cannot include, I want to be clear, cannot include all of that strategizing on the way to trying to get somewhere with God. See, because when you really give your heart of praise to God and you have an occasion of praise, so many times it comes from a pure place, or the very nature of it is about purity, because it's an explosion out of the relationship. It's an explosion of gratitude. It's an explosion of thanks. It's an explosion of, God, I can't believe you did this for me. I can't believe you have been concerned about me. I can't believe that you still love me despite the crap that I did or the way that I just acted 5 minutes ago. And so it really is, it can't be strategy. It cannot be without integrity. It cannot include those kinds of components and elements, because it comes from the very nature of the relationship with God and just being so full that praise is the natural outflow.
I just want to make one correction to what you just said. Listen, the only thing you want to get out of with praise is just being in the same space with God. That should be your only agenda item, period. Because if he comes into that space, if you grab his attention and he comes to look after you, he doesn't come with just a sliver of him. He comes with all of him. He comes with all of the titles that are duly noted in the sacred text of the Bible. The healer comes with him when he comes to visit you because he's attracted to your aroma of praise. The provider comes with him because he's attracted to your aroma of praise. The protector comes when he's attracted to your aroma of praise. The great counselor, the physician's physician, the great morning star, the Alpha and the Omega and everything in between, they all come. Because they're
now
all
now you're just being old Baptist preaching. right. Yeah.
So if you want to know the more of God, right, then you've got to set the atmosphere. And how you set the atmosphere is through your praise. Yeah. Let that sink in for a minute. And it don't take long.
No, because of the purity of it. It doesn't have to take long. The sweetness of it, the integrity of it. It doesn't have to take long, and it can if that is, you know, how full your heart is. But it literally is just that moment of being in the presence of all that God is and being so overwhelmed, so taken over that the only thing there is to do is praise God.
There's a song, a hymn. It's an old hymn. And in part, part of the lyric says, so just forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship him.
Yep.
And, you know, listen, it takes a long time to bake a cake. I'm not a baker, but I've seen people bake cakes, and sometimes you gotta mix up the mix before you put the wet ingredients in there. And then you gotta beat it. And then you gotta let it sit sometimes. And you gotta do some other stuff. All before you could put it into the oven so it can start to cook and you can start to smell it. And we recognize that sometimes to get to that point where you can even start to praise and worship, you got to unload some of your baggage. And so if it takes you a while to unload that baggage, it's not throwaway time, but do the work to unload that baggage. So if that means you need to repent, then brothers and sisters, get your repent on and unload that baggage. Because God doesn't deal with dirty praise. That's not what he wants. That's not what he's attracted to. You can't read anything in the word of God that says that God is attracted to sinful praise. Just can't see it. It's just not there.
Yeah. And so I think that's what we want to really leave you with, is that, you know, increase your praise life.
Yes.
Increase your time with God. Increase the purity of your relationship with God. Increase the gratitude that flows out of all that God has done for you. And it'll come as a sweet aroma that will grab God's attention. And it'll change who you are in that very moment. So go on, practice.
Yeah,
practice some sweet aroma praise.
Practice in the morning.
And we will practice in the noontime. And practice in the evening.
Midnight hour.
That's right. That's right.
Get your praise on.
Get your praise on. So Doug, pray us out of here and talk about next week.
So let's talk about next week or next episode. We are going to talk about war. We often talk and we lovingly talk and we love to talk about the God of peace. We love to talk about the Comforter, and it sounds soothing to our souls in a time where we all live in chaos and face chaos almost every day of our lives. Knowing that we have a God of comfort and peace just does something for us. But our God is a God of war. Our God, to put it succinctly, would have us war against the enemy and go and take back things that the enemy has taken for us, that we've allowed the enemy in some cases to take from us. So we're going to talk about war and warring, and we're going to get into some facets of that. So stay tuned, get ready, put your combat boots on, get your breastplate, get your helmet, get your spear. We're going to talk about going to war with God, not against God, but with God, because the word says if he is for us, then who can be against us? So stay tuned for that episode. Let's go to God.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you so much for just being a God that loves the aroma of praise. Father, we're going to just give you some praise right now. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for getting us to the point where we could record and listen to this particular episode. Father God, we thank you for being all the elements that are ascribed to you, all in one being, and that you had so much wisdom that over 2,000 years ago that you would have accounted for this day, and even beyond that, Father, that you knew who we were before we were in our mother's wombs. Father, we thank you and we praise you in advance for what you have done, what you are doing, and what you are going to do in our lives. God, we come to you today in this prayer without any precondition. God, we just say, have your way. Have your way for in the lives of all of our listeners, God. Have your way in the lives of the two hosts of this podcast and all those who are associated with the production of it. Father, we give you the room and the latitude to cut out the things that are unlike you. Father, we give you permission, Father, to sweep in and sweep out. God, we thank you in advance. We acknowledge that you are the great I am. And these things we praise your name. Thank God. Amen.
We want to thank all of you for listening to The Road Less Traveled. We invite you to visit us at travelingwithgod.com or on Facebook at The Road Less Traveled Podcast. You're able to get to all of our episodes, our blogs, bios for us and our guests. You can leave us a voicemail, submit a review, and a whole lot more. So until next time, this is Doug. Peace and blessings. Stay on the uncommon path, the road less traveled.